Hey everyone, this is Claire Hopkins, and I'm going to, in this podcast, talk you through the remaining assessments for the module Creative Approaches in Social Care Settings. I'm going to be referring to the assessment brief to structure this podcast for myself, and along with the final workshop where we bring together the key points of this module, you should be well set up to complete the final assessments. So, let's get started. Okay, so the first assessment we're going to cover is the session plan, and that's outlined on page 3. So, what is this about? What we're asking you to do is put together a lesson plan or a session plan for a creative activity. So, a creative activity, let's start there, is it can be art-based, so you could have rediscovered your interest in painting or collage or clay from doing the workshops together. And you can certainly pick something like that and think about, well, if I was asked to run a session or facilitate a session with a group of people, who would those group of people be? How would I go about doing this session with them? How would I demonstrate, support them? What would I need to be aware of so that it's accessible for them? And so on and so on. So it can be an art-based activity, as I've quickly outlined there, but it doesn't have to be. It could be anything else then after that, because there's a variety of things that you can choose. And that's why we have asked you to consider your hobbies or your strengths, because we want you to pick something that you're comfortable in delivering. And that's what a good facilitator has, really, that competency, that understanding of knowing something inside out so that they can adapt it to suit the person. And people are able to enjoy the session. There's nothing worse than a trainer or a facilitator fumbling and trying to find out how to figure out something, and everybody has to witness that, and it delays everything, and it's all a messy and annoying. What you want is to have a session that is an enjoyable one that allows you to partake in the activity and get the most out of it. So the facilitator plays the role on the sidelines of supporting that person or that group of people to enjoy and engage with an activity. So it could be creative, as I said, and that could be art-based, or it could also be something like, I'm just off the top of my head, hairdressing, nail grooming, gardening, baking, craft, whatever it might be. We also mention recreational, and that is another option for you if you like as well. So that recreational are basically our recreational activities and are organized and planned activities, and the emphasis is on doing something. So they can be physical, social, or again, creative. So you might have an interest in the GAA, football, music, whatever it might be. You know, it's whatever you want to do. And you could consider, right, if I'm asked to do an intervention, and I want to share something that I'm interested in, that I think the group of people would be interested in as well, how would I go about adapting that interest for them? You know, so that's something that you have to consider as part of this assessment. So the way we want you to structure it is to use Paul Timoney's lesson plan template that's outlined here on page 3. And what you're doing is you're using those headings to structure your piece. So it's not an essay now. It's a literally, you know, as Paul Timoney outlines in his chapter and gives you examples of, that's what you're replicating for the assessment. So you're going to, you know, label your activity. Then you're going to explain the purpose of it. Then you're going to outline how you're going to demonstrate, how you're going to make sure everybody's safe, how you're going to adapt it to suit, how you're going to, you know, evaluate it at the end, or set up the room, or set up the space, whatever it might be. So take a moment to go through Paul Timoney's chapter again. And in the section that it's located on my OTC, there's other resources around working in care settings and social care settings that should give you an indication of how best to approach this. Okay, so you'll have the lesson plan or the session plan using Paul Timoney's template, and then you're also going to link it to best practice, and we're going to utilize Frieda for that purpose, where you're going to explain how your approach is one that is respectful and mindful of the people that you're working with and their areas of interest and so on. And you're going to do that through Frieda. So you're going to show to explain how you're going to treat people in, you know, fairly, and provide them an opportunity to be treated obviously with dignity, and adapt it to suit them and so on. So an additional part of this is where you're going to talk through Frieda and explain how you're going to embody Frieda when you implement this activity. Okay, so takeaways are an activity based on an area of interest for you. It doesn't have to be art-based. Use the template, okay? You're not implementing it, but you're going to have to think it out and, yeah, and not wing it, I suppose. And this could be something that you can utilize then in future in your practice for, but for the purpose of this assessment, it's not being implemented, and you're literally just writing a lesson plan so that anybody could pick it up and follow it should they want to implement your activity. Okay, so that's the first assessment there covered. Okay, so now let's move on, and we're going to look at the 2D art piece. Okay. Right. So everything that we've done to date has led itself to this assessment, okay? So not just for the in the workshops that you had with us, but other modules that you've completed as part of your course all kind of link nicely to this assessment piece. So what are we looking for here? Really, what we're assessing is your ability to visually communicate. So we want you to communicate visually to an audience, okay? And the way we're going to ask you to do this is to create a 2D piece of art, okay, that conveys, that illustrates a message that you want people to understand about an area of interest that you have in social care. So again, it's back to you. What is significant to you? Maybe what brought you to social care practice? What reflects your values? What's important? What do you hold key, true to your heart? Okay, so it could be a principle, a value, as it says there. It could be a problem, but it also can be something that's really beneficial in the sector or best practice in the sector. Okay, so you are communicating visually, so you're demonstrating your ability to do that through this 2D art piece. But you're also in this assessment demonstrating your experience of going through the creative process that we talked about from the very first day of this module. Okay, so let's go back a step now and think more about the process of creating this 2D design or art piece. So this is basically going to be on paper. And it could be anything that we've mentioned there, collage, painting, cartooning, photography, whatever is, you know, in interest to you. There's plenty of examples on my OTC looking at all different creative practices from Creative Ireland, and then the case studies, and then Denise Lyons material videos and everything that I've done with you on the work in the workshop. And especially in the last workshop as well. So there's plenty of options out there. So the world is your oyster, and that's a good thing in one way, but it's also a bit terrifying when you're not quite sure where to start with it. So remember, keep it small and straightforward. You know what I mean? Like, don't make it into something that is huge and difficult to tie down. So that's why we ask you to go through the process of the creative process, because it'll guide you step by step along the way. Okay. So the first thing you need to do is decide on your topic. And this is the stage one of the creative process where you're generating ideas. So we've given you a problem or a challenge. Okay. And your response to that is, how am I going to solve this problem or meet this challenge? Okay, so the first step is to come up with ideas around how you can pick a topic of interest in the area of social care, right? It's so broad and it's really difficult to get your head around, naturally enough. Or you have a few ideas, but you're not quite sure which one to hone in on. So the suggestion we make here is to use the mind mapping technique. And the mind mapping technique is a creative thinking tool that some of you probably are using regularly as part of your studies. It's extremely popular with students. And what we would suggest is that you do that. So the assessment is asking you to show us your ability to use a mind map so that you can hone down into a certain topic in your area of interest that will eventually be illustrated in your 2D art piece. Okay, so you're going to pick a topic of interest to you, and then you're going to use the mind mapping technique to break it down further and further until you become aware of one or two things that are small to the point about your topic that you would like people to see in your art piece. So it could be a fact or a way of working, or it could be a soundbite, a turn of phrase that you want people to be aware of when they're working in your particular area of interest. Okay. So in the assessment then, in your account, you're going to give us this mind map that you've produced. So you're going to take a photo of it or scan it and include it in your assessment, okay? And then the assessor is going to look at that and see how you've started with a lovely big topic and how you've broke it down until eventually you realize this was the area that you're going to hone in on. Okay? You're also going to explain how you kind of went around researching your topic. What did you consult? What did you view? What did you consider to help you about this? And remember, we talked about this before. So obviously, all your studying to date lends yourself to this assessment. That's why I reference it, because you're going to pick a topic that maybe you've just studied so far this year. And so you have material there that you can reference. You can also reference any organization or activist group or body that are involved in your area. So As I Am, Focus Ireland, there's a variety. Enable Ireland, there's tons of organisations obviously out there in all different areas of social care work, and they have capitalised on visual communication to share their message, to inform the community, the public, this is what we're about here, this is what is important to us. You know, be aware of this to build awareness of their topic or what they want to see a change in. So research what other bodies are saying in and around your topic, and use that then to support your approach in your 2D art piece. Okay. So then you basically have to think about, alongside that, is what techniques you're going to use. So again, it could be drawing or collage, as given as an example there, or it could be a cartoon. You can use like something like Canva, and there's a free account that's quite good that you can pull together a poster even, or a newsletter, or what else could you use? You could what else? Posters on Instagram. Yeah, I'm obviously not efficient or not great with the social media, but there's lots of tools out there, and Canva is one that I've used recently, and it's really good. Like, it's tedious, you know what I mean? Like anything, you have to get your head around it and play around with it. So give yourself time to do that if you want to do something along those lines using those applications. But equally, a piece of paper, markers, paint, whatever suits you is just as good. Okay, we're not looking at artistic ability, okay? We're looking at your piece and saying, did that person achieve the message that they wanted to achieve? They said they wanted to express something and or make a point about something. Is that clear from this piece? Okay? So whether it's just stick people or whether it's very accomplished because somebody's very artistic is neither here or there, okay? It's just your ability to visually communicate. That's what we're assessing. And that you've thought it out so that it's well realized, okay? And that it's considered and you've used the mind map technique effectively, okay, to really come, you know, develop an image that is really well realized. Okay. So I'm looking here now at the guide here for the report that's going to support your piece, okay? So maybe it might be useful. I've touched on some of these things here, but I'll go through it now maybe. Okay. So the first bit is your description of your art piece. So that's the title, the topic, and then the mind map, okay? And then how did you go about it? How did you create your art piece? And that's where the techniques are, talked about there, just mentioned. And then how you designed your art piece to convey your message. So in your online discussions, you looked at a video and that was based on these visual elements as well. And we talked this about this throughout the workshops to date. And you'll see that in the course page on my OTC, where we go, how did you use shape and color and texture and you know, lines and so on to express the emotion or the message that you wanted to convey to the audience. So that's all covered in my OTC and in our previous workshop, before Laura's workshop. We would have talked about this in a little bit more detail. So go back to that. Now, look, you're not art students, you know what I mean? We're simply saying, you obviously decided to design your art piece in a certain way to convey your message. And that is basically using these visual elements that everybody uses, marketeers to artists and so on. And we want you to just be aware of that so that you're aware that if I use curved lines or straight lines or a certain types of shapes, I'm given the impression of I want to create an impression or convey the message of strength or vulnerability. And I use these colours because they represent happiness or joy in yellow and so on. So that's the kind of thing that you're talking about there. And we want to see your work in progress as well as the finished article. Okay, so that's why we want you to take photos of it. So they can be included in the main body as you talk through how you went about it. And make sure they're nicely, clearly illustrated, you know, all the rest of it. And don't be embarrassed about your drafts because they're drafts, okay? So they're not realized. They're just giving us a sense of your approach throughout the creative process. And then finally, you have your final thoughts about it all. So what are you happy about? What did you face as a challenge? And did you overcome it at all? What would you have done differently? You know, elaborate on it and tell us what and why that was the case. So a lot of the answers here are short, sweet, to the point, and then some just need a little bit more detail, basically around how you created your art piece and your final thoughts. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect at the end of it. You know what I mean? Maybe what you're reflecting upon is you didn't give yourself enough time to really sit with it and, you know, tweak it and sort it out. And now that you look at it, you go, now I could have done that a little bit better. That's great. That's all learning. Welcome to creativity. That's the creative process. So you've tried and tested this visual communication challenge, and this is the outcome of it. And what are you going to do into the future? Okay, how is it going to inform your practice? How it's going to make you think about visual communication into the future. Okay, so I hope that helps. Obviously, I think I mentioned already, but we will be having our last workshop, and that will also cover this and the previous lesson plan in a little bit more detail. So between the two things, we'll definitely make sure you're ready to get going on it. But definitely, definitely, definitely do not leave it until the last minute, because as you know from the creative process, that incubation period is really important. You really have to give it time. You know, you might just do a few marks on a piece of paper and then you look back on it and go, Oh my God, that makes no sense at all. But you have chipped away at it and you've got given yourself an opportunity just to sit with it, your subconscious working away on it until finally you come to a realized peace that you're hopefully very happy with. Okay, so the final piece then is the reflection. And we're using Gibbs' reflective cycle for this particular module. And over maybe 2 to 3 pages, we want you to reflect on one learning experience from participating in this module. So as it says there, on page 5, I think it is, and it could be based on any of the workshops. It could be based on partaking in the MyOTC resources that are provided for this module, as well as the online activity. And it can also be based on oh, excuse me, your experiences of flow. So that's one key concept that we talked about from positive psychology. And that's that experience that you have, and maybe you've experienced by doing the art piece, is that you're working on something that's just the nice amount of challenge. You're not finding it too frustrating, and it just, absorbs you completely. It just takes all your attention. You focus in just on that, and you're not aware of what's going on around you, and you're just concentrating on something that is stimulating for mind and body, and you produce something then at the end of it, that sense of satisfaction or product or something, or a new skill or new learning and so on. So that's a nice one to reflect upon. That's why I've mentioned it there in the assessment. But it's anything you really want to take from this module, please. The one thing you should pick is something that you actually have something to say about, that it really has struck a chord for you, at this moment in time. And that's why we suggest that you keep a journal throughout this module. So even if you haven't done that, maybe look back over your notes, or look back over the slideshows of the workshops and so on, just to give you a sense of what, how you, just to jog your memory of what your thinking was. Look at the Padlet page, look at your drawings, just identify, okay, what was it there that I found really challenging? And then I realized, okay, that's actually coming from a place of when I was in school or my family life, and I don't want that. I don't want to carry that, or I want to remember that. I want to make sure that is with me in my practice as I reflect on things and how I want to adapt and evolve as a practitioner. Okay, so that's what reflection is about. It's how you adapt and evolve as a practitioner, and it's not just describing, it's actually leaning in a little bit more, to use that term, where you're saying, well, that happened. I didn't. You have to describe it so we understand. And you understand what you're talking about, but then you're kind of saying, what's the so what factor? What does that mean for me? So it's explained in that little illustration there, how to go about it. So you have 6 steps to go through. So you describe the experience, okay? And then you reflect on the feelings or the emotions and how that changed over the experience. And then what do you think you did well and what could have been done better? Why do you think this happened? That's the analysis. So did it remind you of something in the past? That's it. So why did it happen like this for you? And what will you take away from this experience? What lessons will you learn? What you'll always remember? And what will you do in the future? What will you try to do differently or better or maintain? Again, it's up to you. It depends on the experience. But it's a really useful exercise because reflection is something that we are, we find difficult because it's a bit of effort. It takes time. You have to sit with something. And usually when we're reflecting on something that was maybe uncomfortable or upsetting, maybe sometimes, as well as things that are positive, no doubt. But it just takes a little bit of time and effort, and you have to actually do it properly, because otherwise you forget about it, and you lose the learning from it. And it's such a pity, because especially when you're doing this type of course, it's great to capture all the learning from it and reflect upon how it's going to impact on you personally and professionally, and how you're going to maintain or try things a different way. Okay, so that's essentially it for this module, assessments. I trust that you found this podcast useful, and I look forward to seeing you for your last workshop. And yep, that's it. Thank you so much. Take care.